My father built this house.
Log house.
After, now, my grandparents had log houses. You've seen pictures of these big old log houses. They a room here 20 feet square and a 10-foot hall and another room 20 foot square. And out here was a kitchen by itself. It was about 20 feet square. And out there was another something. It was logged too, and there was a walkway between. It was the first house that was built here. It was built here when Grandpa bought it. And it was 20 foot square. And the fireplaces were large enough you could just put big logs in there. They were, the open place was larger than this, outside of that mantle there. I have climbed up that one, the first kitchen, gone right up and got up on top of the house, gone through the chimney and up on top of the house. And the chimney part was, you've read of this clay daubing in between the sticks. And that's the kind of chimney it had. And I used to hide in there when I was little. If somebody made me, I thought they was going to whip me or something. They knew all the time where I went, but they didn't bother me. As long as I sat up inside that chimney. Oh, boy. Now, my father, he owned lots of timber land, and he owned a sawmill. Well, he used to be a teacher, and then he was president of the Fair Association. He was president of the bank, and part owner in the bank, stockholder.
Land and
he gave the land and the timber, I mean the planks and things, to build the Church of Christ. The other members built it and bought the bricks and the roofing. And he gave the school, I mean the land for the church. And when that church was sold, the whatever it was went on to the church that we have now, and it was put in a different location, and whatever it was sold for went into that new church. And he didn't sell the land for the fair. He just let them use it because he figured they could use it as long as they wanted to, and when they quit using it, it'd still be his. And my grandfather, his father, entered several hundreds of acres of land way long time ago. And it included all the headwaters of that comes down this way from Leoma, and all the water and headwaters that came this way to Mill Creek. And my grandfather's father, my great grandfather, they scouted around and found a place. They built a grist mill on Mill Creek, and they had rocks to grind corn and rocks to grind wheat into flour. And when I grew up, I'd get home from school, I had to shell corn. We had a corn sheller. You poke your ear in here and grind, and I'd shell that corn. And when I got a, I had to have a bushel shelled by Saturday. And Saturday, I got to ride the horse on that bushel of corn and go to mill. It's about a mile over yonder. And then I would, it took 3 hours to grind a bushel of wheat, or a bushel of corn, I mean. And he didn't have wheat rocks